Fred Film Radio.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio in conversation with Kevin Leuntager, the festival spokesperson of the German Film Festival. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure. And actually, I know you are based in Perth, so it's still good morning for you. Sorry about that.
No, that's not a problem.
Kevin, Palace Cinemas, in collaboration with German Films, present again the German Film Festival. So we are very happy to see the German Film Festival coming back this year in full swing after, of course, a couple of difficult years because of the pandemic. And this applies to all festivals, film festivals. So we are very pleased to see the German Film Festival coming back with the 26 Australian premieres film and also the new German cinema as one of the section of the festival that brings films directly from European festivals. So this is really, really exciting. And the festival lineup is divided in several streams, including a section for kids, and also looking beyond German borders, the program that also features co-presentation from Austria and Switzerland. So tell us about this year's program and the highlights.
Yeah, well, you've basically summarized it really well. So like you said, there's 26 films, and these 26 films really do cover the full spectrum of cinema. So we've got everything from independent right through to mainstream German films to international titles, a bit of history, biopics, biographies, through to some really, really sweet family films as well. So the highlights definitely include the opening night film, A Stasi Comedy. So as the title suggests, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a comedy about the Stasi. It's done extremely tastefully, and usually it's not really a topic that is portrayed in a lighthearted manner, but this one does it extremely well. And quite honestly, it deserves to be the opening night film. We've also got, of course, The Last Execution and our very special guest, the director Franziska Stünkel, travelling with the German Film Festival this year, as well as The Forger, which is our centrepiece film. And I would personally also, but I might be biased, of course, with the Swiss cinema, but I would also say the Swiss film Caged Birds is also one of my highlights.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you for sharing your tips with Fred's audience. This is really thoughtful of you. And Kevin, I would like to go back to the opening night film, A Stasi Comedy, by Leander Haussmann, who is a very prolific filmmaker. I remember Hotel Lux that was presented at the German Film Festival a few years back. A great film. I still remember that film vividly. I just wanted to ask you, of course, A Stasi Comedy got a lot of attention internationally. It's a great film. And because I always believe that choosing the opening film is always a strategic decision, which plays a role in sending out a strong message about the whole festival. So in your opinion, what if the message that the festival sends out choosing A Stasi Comedy as an opening night film?
Well, I completely agree with you. The opening night film very much does set the scene for the festival. And in this case, a film that is not only quite acclaimed, but is also a lighthearted take on what is usually quite a serious topic, I think really opens up the festival to a much more contemporary audience. So it's not, and of course, historical films and based on real life films have their absolute place in a festival. But this one, being a lighthearted take, really just, I think, sets the scene for quite a contemporary, quite a modern film festival, and also one that is a bit more easy watching than other ones in the past, let's say.
Yeah, I totally agree with your comment. And knowing Leander Haussmann's style, I believe that this film can show the audience a very difficult piece of German history with a light and emotional touch.
Yes, I completely agree. And I think he's really hit the nail on the head with this film.
Good, good. I can't wait to watch it at the opening night next week, or no, in 2 weeks' time. Kevin, I have another question. You mentioned The Forger, which is one of the highlights or the centerpiece of the festival. It comes direct from its Berlinale premiere and is based on a true story of a Jewish graphic artist. Are you able to share a little bit more with us without revealing too much about this film?
Yeah, of course. So this one is one of the films I'm actually quite excited to see. And doing my research into the film and into the history of this, I was quite surprised that it was based on a true story, because it honestly, it just sounds so out there that I'm surprised it even happened. But essentially, it is about a young Jewish artist, graphic designer that discovers he has quite a knack for creating very convincing forged fake documents. And of course, as he starts to get a bit more confident, he starts enjoying the benefits of these fake documents, but also starts helping other people and essentially changing their lives, saving their lives. But I guess without revealing too much, the more confident he becomes and the more people he helps, the more danger he becomes in. And it is essentially, it's a story about finding hope and seeing the light, even in the darkest of places.
Yeah, it's one of those films that really, sometimes you think that it can be true, because the story narrated in the film is so almost unbelievable that people manage to accomplish those things and survive and be able to operate the way they operated during those terrible, tragic circumstances. And I think this is something that we always see when we watch films about World War II in Nazi Germany. It's that kind of story that really captivated the audience, isn't it?
That's exactly it. I completely agree with what you've said there, yes.
Kevin, I would like to go back to another film that you mentioned in your introduction, The Last Execution, because we are so thrilled that festival guests are returning to attend the festival in person. And really, how's good is that?
Yeah, I mean, we're very lucky now that the borders are open, pandemic's kind of under control, and we're getting these guests back again.
Yes, it's so exciting. And Franziska Stunkel, who is the director and screenwriter of The Last Execution, will be at the German Film Festival in Sydney, Melbourne and Canberra for a series of Q&A, I believe. And her film is based again on a true story of the last death sentence in the socialist DDR, East Germany. Are you able to tell us a little bit more about Franziska Stunkel's film?
Yes. So this is one of the films that I was very lucky to have seen an advanced screening of, and I'm very glad I did. So initially, when I first watched it, I deliberately didn't know the history of it. So I didn't know it was based on a true story when I watched it. And it's another one of these films where the story just seems so almost like a Hollywood film that you forget that it is actually true. So it's about an academic man who was unwittingly, and he really didn't want to, but he was kind of forced into the secret police, into that system, and was forced to start gaining intelligence. And he really didn't like the political ideologies and the way that things were done back then. And he became disillusioned, and he didn't want to hurt anyone. He didn't want to take anyone down with him. All he wanted was a better life for himself and his wife. But of course, it all started unraveling, and everything ended up catching up with him, and eventually he paid the ultimate price. And when I discovered that this was a true story, it was already quite an emotional film, but when I discovered that, it just became all the more real, and it actually quite hit me. It hit me quite hard, actually.
Yeah, this is one of the films that I really look forward to seeing, because I read a number of reviews, and it's really one of those I don't want to miss.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, and we are very lucky, especially in the east coast of Australia, to have Francisca doing those live Q&As, because those audiences will get such an incredible insight into that film from her.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Kevin, I have one last question for you. The Goethe Institute in Australia, who partners with Palace Cinemas this year to present the German Film Festival, has curated a retrospective of German cinema from the last five decades. And this also includes, for me, the unforgettable Goodbye Lenin. So would you like to just explore with us this retrospective?
Yeah, of course. So as most people probably don't know, it's the Goethe Institute, of course, is the international cultural body of Germany, and they're celebrating 50 years operating in Australia now. So that's why we've come up in collaboration with them with this retrospective sidebar, essentially, of the best films of each decade from the 70s onwards. And I know you mentioned Goodbye Lenin. Of course, that's quite a famous film. We've also got Run Lola Run, which is a very popular film as well. And even right through to a film that I personally remember, Victoria, from 2015. But essentially, it's just the best of German cinema in a retrospective sidebar that we've put together. And these are all absolutely crowd-pleasing films.
That's very good to know. We always like to watch good old movies.
That's right.
So thank you so much for your time, Kevin. The German Film Festival will open next week in Sydney on the 24th of May, and it will run nationally at Palace Cinemas until 22nd of June. I've been talking to Kevin Leuteneger, the festival spokesperson of the German Film Festival, and I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Thank you very much, Kevin, for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.